Well, Art and I go back to 1961 when he first bought the Cleveland Browns, and I grew up in Cleveland. So I knew Art Modell very well. I was drafted by the Colts, the number one draft choice. And, in fact, I got hurt my rookie year, and we changed a new rule in the league because I had a couple crushed vertebrae in my neck, and they put me on injured waiver. And I was a free agent, so Art Modell called me up and said, hey, come to Cleveland. We want to take a look at your neck and see if you're okay. I went up there, and my neck was all right. And it was really funny because he got me a 30% increase in my salary, which wasn't very much back then, but it was like $3,000. I was the number one draft choice here, got a $10,000 contract, $4,000 bonus. He offered me $13,000. I came back, and the Colts honored it. I was one of those honest guys. I could have said $10,000, but I said no, $3,000. So I got that. But Art Modell has been such a great leader, not only for the teams that he's owned, but for his leadership in the community. This guy was a very, very special person. The money that he's given to Johns Hopkins, the Cleveland Clinic, all the things that he has done. And the thing that really upsets me is my hometown is Cleveland, and they're the ones that are holding him back from getting into the Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in there more than anybody I know. He helped make he started Monday Night Football, which is one of the biggest successful successes in NFL. And he was a player's owner. He knew the players. He loved the players. He helped them. He listened to them. There's not too many things that I can say that I don't really love about Art Modell. And when I heard the news that he's in Hopkins right now and not knowing whether he's going to make it or not, it really broke me up because I really love the guy. He's just been a tremendous leader. When he came here to Baltimore, he gave me the opportunity to broadcast. And when we went to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, he gave Scott Garceau and I rings because we were part of the team, which is, not too many guys do that. And he's just been a special person, and he just lost his wife, she was such a great, great lady. And it's just sad because we're going to lose one of the best guys that ever was associated with football.
With the limited possibilities of expansion, if Art Modell would not have selected Baltimore, where would Baltimore be on the NFL map today?
Well, that's a real good question. I don't know if we'd be anyplace. But, the people here in Baltimore, the leaders here in Baltimore stepped up. And they said, we're going to build you a new stadium. And what was really great about it was I had the Canadian Football League here. And I had fixed up Memorial Stadium so they had some place to play at. And Art Modell appreciated that, too. So when they came back here, we had to prove that we were good enough to get an NFL franchise back here. And the leaders here in Baltimore did such a tremendous job in talking to Art Modell and saying, here's what we have plans. We'll stay here at Memorial Stadium until we build a new stadium. And if anybody can say that this isn't one of the greatest stadiums in NFL history, they're crazy. And we've had nothing but sellout crowds since he came here. And his leadership was so, so important to this town. It was unbelievable. And I'm really deeply concerned.
Will Art Modell's legacy be with the Baltimore Ravens or with the Cleveland Browns?
I think it's a combination. I really do. The people in Cleveland hate him. But let me tell you something. The people in Cleveland, I grew up there, right? So I know Cleveland. They built a brand-new baseball stadium. They built a brand-new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They built a brand-new basketball stadium. They never gave him the money to build a new stadium in Cleveland right on the lake there. It was the worst field in the National Football League because right on the lake, the water came in. The field was like soup. It was terrible field. Nobody did anything in Cleveland to keep him there or help him. He poured all of his own money back in to fix that stadium up. And I'm very disappointed in Cleveland for doing that. This guy, he put his life and heart into the Cleveland Browns. He left the name there, not like Irsay did. He took the name out of here. He was kind enough to leave the name there. And why people are so hateful for him. He was losing money at the end there. And he was in trouble. And he had to do what he had to do. And he came here, and God bless him for coming.